Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay, I gotta run, run, yeah.
What's happening, Las Vegas? It's your boy Jeffrey with a G with another fantastic Memorial Day edition of Vegas Nonstop. In studio with us, legendary performer, singer, dancer, entertainer, Frankie Shinta.
How are you, buddy?
My man from Boston and the man with the magic felt pen, illustrator Neil Portnoy.
Jeffrey with a G, line one.
Magic hands.
Running the goat rodeo for the last 9 years with me is my friend and yours, the ambassador of fun, the master of mayhem, and the wizard of whoopee, Jonathan J. Scott.
Hey, man.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody? It was quite a week. Good morning.
It was quite a week.
I was in Chicago visiting with my Goombas.
You made it back without getting shot?
The thing about going to Chicago is you're in the same room with cops and robbers.
Yes, of course.
It's almost like going to the old steam room. What was that, fingers?
Well, I'm trying to see if I'm in the picture here. I'm like waving.
Okay. Well, hey, I do it when you're talking. When you you're talking, I move the camera over.
No one puts Kramer in the
corner. We should all be in there.
If you're anywhere near a computer, we're on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV. We're also, as of this week, we're now on iHeartRadio.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're here on 920 The Game. Of course,
even though we're heartless,
being here at 920 The Game. We're also on iHeartRadio. We're also on iTunes. We're also on Google Play. We're also on Alexa. So, you know, wherever there's ears, we want to be, or eyeballs. And, of course, on social media at Facebook, Instagram.
We're also on Flamingo.
Twitter. Yeah, we're in Flamingo Road. We're thrilled to have my friend Frankie Shinta joining us.
Great to be here.
You know, I called Frankie last minute. We were scheduled to have Jose Canseco on, and Jose had some family emergency come up, and he promised he'd be on with us next week. So Jose, everything's okay. And my friend Frankie said, sure, come on in.
Absolutely. I was in the neighborhood.
And you are in the neighborhood.
I thought I'd stop by. How the kids doing?
And how the kids? How's everybody?
So I was in Chicago eating like I was going to the electric chair. Of course, we went to Gibson's. That was the first stop, Gibson's. Had a delicious steak dinner at Gibson's. Went to Tavern on Rush. And then my boy right over here, Jeffrey with the G-Line 1, go ahead, hooked me up with his friend Adam at Tao Chicago.
Really?
Which was like, and that was the best
hottest
dinner.
Place in town.
That was my Melissa and I's one-year anniversary. We had dinner at Tao in Chicago, and it was phenomenal.
I still haven't heard an Italian name. You were in Chicago.
We found a little Italian restaurant called Torricio's. On Wells Street. We just fell into it. And
I have a feeling that's not how it's pronounced.
Why do you look at Frankie and say little Italian? I don't understand it. What's going on?
Little Sicilian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At least I didn't call him a titsoon.
You spoke too soon.
So Chef gets up for this little restaurant at 5 in the morning to make the pasta himself every day. And he had some Parmesan that was baked underneath the bolognese, and it was out of this world.
Wow.
I like that. That's nice.
It was out of this world.
Speaking of bolognese, have you eaten at Trattoria Reggiano yet in downtown Summerlin?
I have.
Frank Bonanno's place.
Superb.
Oh, my
Very good.
God.
But I don't mess with anybody named Bonanno.
No, we don't want to mess with
him. He's got restaurants all over the city, though.
55 restaurants.
Yeah, a lot of food courts in the hotels.
Yes, he is a beautiful, humble man, and his food is some of the best in Vegas.
Do you go to the games with? Do you go to the hockey games with him?
Yes, I do.
See? Yeah.
My name ends
in a vowel.
What I love about him and the Bonanno family and the way he runs his business is he's in his businesses.
Yep.
He sees what goes on. He knows his employees. He knows his customers.
He's a beautiful, you know, when you meet somebody with that much, that's that humble, that always warms my heart. Because I know a lot of people, a lot of money that are
Stunad.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't want to swear because I didn't know Jonathan's checking.
I'm not sure
watching.
That Stunad is a swear.
Oh, no, Stunad means stupid.
Well, they act like they have an air above you.
Like crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like they.
I'm just amazed at all the languages.
In Yiddish, we would say
he
thinks he's a big mishpocha, right? He's a big
mishpocha.
They think their kakari don't stink, but their farts give them away.
Exactly.
We're expecting a phone call from my friend. Actor, Tony Award winner, Joe Mantegna.
What a good guy.
Joe is hosting the 30th annual broadcast of the PBS National Memorial Day Concert, airing live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol, May 26th at 8 p.m. The lineup of performers and presenters includes Hamilton Tony nominee Christopher Jackson, Olivier winning Dreamgirls star Amber Riley, Grammy winner Broadway alum Patti LaBelle, General Colin Powell.
Mom, I mean, just you
to
know
name,
what?
Just to name a few.
I want to talk. I really, you know how I love to pay homage to our veterans and our active.
Every
I would love to be a part of Joe Mantegna's show.
You've said that to me before. Last year, I think.
I thought you had some pull.
Man, that's the pull that I have, you don't
want to
know.
Don't go there.
In the men's room. Yeah, okay.
Joe should be calling. That's the pull that I have.
Well, I really want to do it. Are you going to talk to him or am I going to talk to him?
We're all going to talk to him. Joe's going to call as soon as he calls.
Yeah, as soon as he calls. He has a family emergency.
He called earlier. No, he called a couple of times. He's in D.C. right now. He's at the Army headquarters, I think. He called me on the phone a couple of hours ago.
I think it's called the Pentagon.
I had a family emergency, but the guy didn't make it, so I could be here. Sorry, he died on the table.
Yeah, that was the Adams family emergency.
Yes.
It was the Manson family emergency.
Hey, you know, I'm performing on Memorial Day, which is a blessing for me.
What time is your show on?
Is that a matinee?
It's in between a matinee and a show time. You know, it's a It's a matin show. They switch me out between, you know, like I'll do the weekend sometimes, the 7 o'clock show, and sometimes the 3 o'clock. But you know what? Long as I take a stage, that's all I give a damn
about. I was
going
to say, you always have a full house.
I love it, man. I can't wait to take the stage. I swear to God.
I know you.
I'm
know how
chomping at
get.
The bit for Sunday.
Amazing, right?
We were talking about Alexis Park before we went on the air. And I went to see you do the one-man show, which really wasn't one man. It was you and a piano player. But it was a two-man show. But you talk about your life, and it was great to see you telling the stories about you growing up and the neighborhood you grew up and your uncles. I know they were all firemen, except for...
No. My dad was the fireman. My uncles were all Teamsters.
Oh, okay. Well, I was sleeping through part of it.
Yeah, well, so thanks. Good. I'm going to invite you to
late.
Every show.
This is late. Me and half the audience.
No, you
that's did. Nice. That's nice.
That's real funny.
I don't
nice
know anybody
guy.
Else that
call
can play
me again
this
to
spoon.
Stop by.
Here you are, 3 in the afternoon, snoozing. Really.
Yeah, nice.
No, but the Alexis Park is a great little showroom, and it was a great, I think, experiment for you for something that is bigger, I think.
Yeah, and you know what? I never get to, when people, you know, after my show, people come through the line. And, you know, you got 200, 300, 400 people in the audience. When they're shaking your hand, they want to talk to you. So tell me about, and you got 30 seconds to tell them.
Hit the road.
And if you what an ass. The guy didn't even spend time
with me. What
are
you supposed to do? You can't spend 30 seconds with 300 people?
Right. So it was a great opportunity for me to talk about my life, stuff that I've never discussed before. You know, from
in a very intimate setting.
It was a very intimate setting.
That's very cool.
Also a very nice twist at the show, because we saw the show and it's fabulous. Is they give you little sheets of paper before the show starts. What would you like to ask Frankie?
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you what I asked him.
And they give them to you, and I think that's a great touch.
I'm going to ask you, Neil yep. Portnoy, I'm going to ask you the same thing that I asked Frankie that I've been asking guests on the show, and that is, if you could talk to anybody, living or dead, that's not a relative, who would you want to talk to?
Wow.
As a hush fills the room. Do.
It's a tough question.
How about
question.
Talk to again? Can I say that again?
Sure.
Ted Williams.
And what would you ask him that you haven't already?
I could get sarcastic and say, how's life upside down? But I won't do that.
Oh.
Upside down or frozen?
Oh,
both.
My God.
He's cryogenically frozen.
Is
but
he really?
Upside down. Yeah, his head's upside down. Yeah.
Why waste the money?
I don't know.
Well,
you know, I think I thought about what you asked me. I think it would have been Ronald Reagan.
Well, you said Sinatra.
Yeah, I did. Ooh. But after I thought about it, Reagan would be the guy. Because he had a way to talk to people. Because he had a way to talk to... He could talk to Satan and Satan
yeah,
would
but
go
on
like,
a one-on-one basis, what sort of revelation do you think he would make for you? Like, in other
no,
words,
I would just say, what do you think of the discord that's happening
today?
In this country? Yeah. I would just like to get his opinion.
How do you think he would answer that?
I don't know. He'd say, well...
Well, mommy, you know, Frankie.
Well, Nancy.
Well,
I don't know. I would like to talk to Sinatra and ask him about those backroom meetings.
I think I would like to talk to either Churchill or Einstein.
Wow, Einstein.
Why would you ask Churchill first?
Well, first of all, I love Churchill. I love reading all about Churchill and some of his quotes because he's a regular guy like us that likes to
What's
hang out.
What's your favorite,
and
favorite
drink.
Churchill quote?
Oh, my God, there's so many.
Mine is, it's an enigma wrapped in a mystery.
We've already decided what you are. Now we're just negotiating.
Yes. How about the Three Stooges? I wouldn't have mind sitting down with them.
Which one, Moe, Larry, or Curly?
Curly. Oh, a navigator.
Oh, I'm a victim of circumstance.
Marx Brothers. The Marx Brothers.
Marx Brothers.
I said Groucho Marx.
Oh, actually, you know what would be great is
Not Dangerfield.
Hey, I'll tell you.
Honeymooners.
Oh, Pam Jackie Gleason.
I think Jackie Gleason would be unbelievable.
I'm the king of the castle, Alice.
I think Gleason would be unbelievable.
You know, people that haven't seen that show right now, that show wouldn't make it because it was so politically incorrect.
How about
Bang Zoom?
How about Archie Bunker?
Oh wait, did you see the remake of it on NBC the other night?
Yes, no. It was
did you see
great.
It, Neil?
It no
was
way.
Listen to me.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean the remake?
All right, listen to this. They use it the actual script from All in the Family
okay.
and the Jeffersons.
Okay.
And they got actors to play the roles.
Is this a one-time thing or ongoing?
Jamie Foxx is in the show.
As who?
From the
George
Jeffersons.
Jefferson.
Right.
So he did the whole thing, the jumping around.
They
it was
do
great.
It live, and anything can happen live, and he flubbed one of the
he
lines.
Did.
And then he said, well, people, that's what you get at live TV.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I loved it.
Which show was
he was Lionel? He
it was called All in the Family Live or something.
Oh, Norman Lear. Must
Norman Lear.
Can we, is there a way to watch this again?
Yes. You've got to be able to YouTube
oh
it.
Three I would
listen,
love
you're
going to
love
that.
It, man. Who played Woody
who played
Harrelson?
Bunker?
Woody Harrelson.
Played Archie Bunker, yes.
Who played yep. Edith?
Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
Oh, with that accent.
Oh.
It was classic.
Archie!
Wait, oh, wait, Glenn Miller played.
Would you get the hell out of my chair?
What did he call the Pollock? What did
Pollock.
He call
it? Meathead. No,
Meathead.
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 How about the one with him and Sammy Rob Davis Ryan. Jr.?
Oh, my God.
Oh, when Sammy Glad. Kissed him.
Yeah,
when
Sammy
the
kissed
look
him.
On his face when yeah. they took the picture.
Right. That was beautiful.
Mean, you can't do that anymore.
No, but you could if you do it right. Nobody does it right.
You're right, but if they use the exact same dialogue
exact
and everything.
Exact script.
So, Neil, my,
call him colored, so my, and he
so
called
my,
him honky.
My question is, during the show, were there times when you're like, oh, my goodness, like I can't believe what I'm hearing?
No, because I've watched it
I
so
I get
many,
it, but I'm saying being 2019.
I think there were people that saw it for the first time.
I couldn't
ago,
believe what they were watching.
This was what they used to say on TV. You know what I mean? I'm not letting a colored in my house. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was like, are you kidding me? They got away with that stuff. But it was, you know what it was? It was more of a joke on Archie than black people or anybody. He made himself the
of
idiot.
Of course.
The other thing
and,
is
and
the demographics.
People don't realize that.
The demographics. I'd love to see the demographics. What age groups were watching that? Because I guarantee it was all our age group that can handle that. That the younger millennial generation well, is like,
millennials
what the hell
don't
is he
watch
saying?
TV anymore. They stream everything.
Correct.
That's
correct.
It. They were on the bus going to McDonald's to work and watching it
who
on
goes
their
on
phone.
The bus anymore.
Right.
So my friend Tony Lozano was watching, and he was actually partners with Ted Williams.
Oh
wow! I coached college baseball 15 years back east, yep. and we used to take the kids
who'd
to Fort Myers. I was a pitching coach at Worcester State University, Assumption College, Quinsigamond Community. But we used to take the kids down to Fort Myers, and we'd go over to the Red Sox camp, and Ted would always come over and talk baseball. And he once said to me, he said, Coach, you got to let him hit the ball. And I looked at Ted and said, I don't understand one of the greatest hitters of all time. He said, Coach, if you struck everybody out on three pitches every inning, how many pitches would you throw an inning? I said, nine. He said, multiply that times nine innings. I said, 81. He said, I like your math. He said, if you got him out on one pitch, how many would you throw for the game? He said, I make my point.
27.
27, right?
That's genius.
Well, anyway, a lot's going on. My answer was Groucho Marx. But
I said Groucho.
Yeah, that was
those the guys, do you know what they did with every girl that was in their little video?
No.
Oh, boy.
Margaret
They'd go to
Dumont.
Jail today.
Margaret,
they made Harvey Weinstein look like Mr. Rogers. But that was...
So a few weeks ago, I was with our friend Al B. Shore, and Al took us to go see Dionne Warwick. And we were backstage, and I asked Dionne Warwick the same question.
That was here, Dionne Warwick?
Yeah. And I said, if you could talk to anybody who, you know, living or dead, not a relative, who would it be? And she said, Jesus. And I said, what would you ask?
Praise Jesus!
Well, you asked Jesus, and she said, how you doing? What's up, bro?
What's
it's just
up?
Like, really? You got the Son of God, and you want to ask him how he's doing?
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what she said. That's
really?
What she said. She
did was, I just say, oh, my God?
How are we doing that time, Jerry?
I thought she'd say Whitney.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was her niece. Yeah. It's Groucho right now. Groucho You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. And you can also find us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, Alexa, and, of course, on our website at VegasNonstop.com. We're taking our first commercial break. Stay right where you are.
Never ring, but it rings
Hey, everybody. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. You're listening to us on 920 The Game. We're also available on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Alexa, and Spotify, Google Play, and pretty much everywhere that you can find everything.
Frankie's bathroom, too.
Frankie's shit.
I have you stereo streaming.
Who you can see at the South Point on Monday at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and Sunday, too.
Oh, yeah? You're in the bathtub, yeah, but...
No, Sunday is the day.
Are you Sunday and Monday?
No, Monday.
Oh, just Sunday.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
No. Right. Sunday at 3 p.m.
How's that a conversation to have with Abbott and Costello?
Man, that would be great, right? Ain't it?
Hey, Lou.
You going to be the manager?
Of course, the Indy 500 races on Sunday. My question is, are they going to say, gentlemen or transgenders, start your engines?
Oh, my Lord. Jonathan.
Gentlemen or LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, start your engines.
They keep adding letters. I love everybody. I think everybody should do what they want. But I don't want that many letters when you mention me.
Yeah, and like, I keep learning more things.
Boy, like that pan. Driver's got some big butt. Never mind.
Pan, you know what pan means? Pan?
If no.
Pan P-A-N?
Yeah.
No. Pan, yeah, you cook
like
it.
Peter
like
Pan?
Some,
like Peter mean, Pan?
It means they'll do anything. Anything goes.
They find everything sexual.
Yes. Everything, anything.
Sheep.
Thank you, Jared. Sheep are bad.
I like Frankie's, how many letters do we need? That's a part of a great stand-up line. Yeah. That's got to be added into the show. That's classic.
How many letters?
How many letters does it take? Lots going on, of course. Air Supply is appearing at the Orleans Casino in Troppin Arva.
I love those guys.
You know their hit song?
Air Supply.
What's the hit song for Air Supply?
That's the one he just sang.
What was the name of the song?
Love you in so many ways. I don't remember.
Here I am, the one that you love. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
I'm all out of love.
That's
but in your case, I'll make an exception.
What am I without you?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I was down at Kelly Clinton Holmes Wednesday, in Tuscany.
Name dropper.
And I said, I'm a name dropper, but
Holmes paid him to say
Michael
that.
McBeal, the drummer for Three Dog Night.
Oh.
Do you know what a Three Dog Night meant?
What did it mean?
What?
It was
you
so
were with
cold.
Three women.
They had no. They were so cold in like Alaska. They had to sleep with three dogs to stay warm. Yeah.
It was Come on.
No way.
Yes. Jared.
I've never been to Spain, but I
love how we all got to Jared.
Randy Newman wrote that song.
Did he really?
Randy Newman wrote that song.
Jared, what does Pan mean?
I'm all out of
Jared, blood. What did Winston Churchill mean when he said this?
We're going to Jared. He's our new fact checker and board operator.
I know.
I'm all out of love.
Jared, he's smart.
That should be a song for Viagra.
He's very smart.
I'm all out of love by Viagra.
That'd be a great Viagra commercial. Right.
Comedian Gabriel.
How about you raise me up? Yes, Viagra.
Gabriel
Fluffy
Iglesias.
Sponsored by the folks at Cialis.
Performs at the Terry Fader Theater at Mirage all weekend at 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 7:30 p.m. You can catch Billboard's Comedian of the Year and Jeffrey with a G's favorite, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Sunday night.
I love him.
I'm going.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Are you going to meet him?
No, I don't think so.
Who is
Why
that?
Don't you?
I don't need to meet him.
Who is
I got
it?
A guy.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, my God.
Italian guy from Chicago. His routines are brilliant.
He is very... You know what? Could I say something about him, though?
Sure.
He's easier to listen to than to watch.
Yes, I agree.
And I don't know why.
I like watching him because some of his mannerisms, like when he does the guy behind the counter at Subway or Chipotle cutting the chicken, and it's hilarious.
I thought he was the backup goalie for St. Louis. I mean, with a name like that.
No.
All right.
Saturday Night Live alumni comic Rob Schneider is doing his stand-up routine Saturday and Sunday, 7:30 p.m. at the South Point, where Frankie plays on one of these days. Tickets are only $35 and $45.
You're funny.
Saturday, 8 p.m., the new kids on the block who aren't so new anymore are joined by Debbie Gibson, Salt and Peppa at the Mixtape Tour at Mandalay Bay.
Debbie Gibson?
Are you kidding me?
She used to be Deborah Gibson.
And Salt and Peppa are still around, too?
Push it, Peppa.
Good.
Peppa.
N-K-O-T-B.
It's Peppa. P-E-P-A. That's another group.
So new kids on the block are on the senior tour.
Yes. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday starting at 2:30 p.m. Punk Rock Bowling. Punk Rock Bowling, which has nothing at all to do with bowling. Is downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
Crack 200
South 3rd Avenue. Tickets start at $62.50. We are not men.
With the lampshade.
For a single day and $155 for all 3 days. I like the band names like Sloppy Seconds.
Sloppy Seconds.
Perhaps you've heard of Sloppy Seconds. I don't know. We're watching TV.
No, we're just looking at this pitching
this pitcher,
arm. Look at the pitching
watch
arm
it,
on this
watch
girl.
This, yeah, dude. Another, she's she's unbelievable,
is,
this girl.
Another band is called Figue Rancid. Butana. Rancid. What? I know what that
means. Rancid?
Butana is whore.
Yes, it is.
On a sad note, because we're watching softball up in the big screen here.
Why sad?
Well, I had to bring it up. Ralph Raymond, who was my high school baseball coach, also the legendary coach of the Raybesto Brackettes and three-time gold medal softball coach, passed away at 92 a few weeks ago.
Oh, man.
We would have a moment of silence, but this is radio.
Ooh, I like that.
Wow.
That's a good one.
I think we've got our caller.
Hello, caller.
I think we've got our caller. Is that our caller?
I think it's our caller.
Is that our friend, actor Joe Mantegna?
You know, it could be, or somebody was impersonating him.
Joey, thanks for taking time out of your day. I already plugged us the 30th annual broadcast of PBS National Memorial Day Concert, airing live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol, May 26th at 8 p.m. But, you know, it's going to be different. You got to check your local listings. In studio is my dear friend, Frankie Shinta. And I think Frankie may have been in the studio. He's Sicilian. So, you know, we've got to make a little, you know.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Frankie, how you doing?
You know, in my show every night since I was a kid, I've always paid homage to the military, and I still do. And what you do in that show is absolutely unmatched by anybody on this planet.
Well, thank you. I'm there right now. I'm actually sitting in the tent. We just took a break from a rehearsal, so I got a few minutes, and we just did a read-through of the script, and this year is going to be... Again, it just kind of explains what Memorial Day is if for people who have no idea why we celebrate this holiday. Well, watch the concert and you'll figure it out. But thank you for that. And absolutely, we're all pretty blessed to live on this planet and the sacrifice of these men and women made it possible. You know?
Phenomenal. Joe, you know what? I would do anything to be a small part of that show. I actually have Sinatra's arrangement of The House I Live In, which
a fabulous song. Yeah.
I got it from Vinnie Falcone himself. I would be honored to be a part of that show anytime, anywhere. I would run to be a part of it.
Well, I'll toss it to the music people. I handle the other end of it, but
you're Italian,
the music
people
handle that. But it sounds like a good idea.
Well, God bless you for what you do, and you know it's about time. I think once a year is not enough, but what you do fills a lot of hearts, man. And I know your ratings are over the top when you do that show. It's very beautiful, and what you've done for veterans and our military is beautiful.
Thanks, Frankie. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
So you've got Mary McCormick is co-hosting the show with you. And my notes show me that Hamilton Tony nominee Christopher Jackson, Olivier winning Dreamgirl star Amber Riley, Grammy winner Broadway alum Patti LaBelle, General Colin Powell, songwriter Gavin DeGraw.
We've got Sam Elliott from, who's nominated for an Oscar this year for
Well, I know Dennis Haysbert has been on with you before.
Yeah, Dennis Haysbert's doing it with me, right.
Alison Krauss from country music and just tons of other. And you're backed by the National Symphony Orchestra and the Pops Conductor, U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff. I mean, it's a wonderful show. You've been doing it for 11 years now?
No, I've been doing it for 18 years.
I've been
18 years, and this is my 16th year, I believe, co-hosting it. You know, I hosted it 1 year by myself, and then I brought Gary Sinise in. Gary usually hosts it with me, but he had a personal issue he had to deal with back in L.A., and so Mary McCormick is just wonderful, and his father's a former Marine. She's going to fill in for Gary, and it's going to be another really great show. You know, I really encourage people to watch it for no other reason but to understand why this holiday is so important.
We did a little podcast earlier before, and honest to God, I asked this woman, a younger woman, if she knew what the meaning of Memorial Day was, and she said it was just to remind us that we have memories.
Yeah, there you go.
She had no clue.
Well, whatsoever. That's why we do the concert. You know, we're trying to reach those people.
Exactly. So is this the last season of Criminal Minds, or is Criminal Minds going to keep going?
Well, we filmed the last season of Criminal Minds. So, in other words, there's going to be 10 episodes yet to air. They'll probably air mid-season because they didn't put us on the fall schedule, which is fine. So, in other words, sometime, I don't know, December, January, whenever CBS feels fit, they'll throw out those last 10 episodes. But the 10 terrific episodes, and I think it'll wrap up 15 seasons of a highly successful show, and we've done 325 episodes. So I have no regrets. I mean, in other words, I can't feel bad, because how many shows can say they ran for 15 seasons? So I'm proud of the show, and I'm glad I was able to do it.
Well, the question I get asked the most about you is, why did you close Taste Chicago Pizza Place?
Yeah, you have to ask my wife that one. Well, I tell you, the restaurant business is tough. You know, it's not a
the toughest.
It really is the toughest. You got to spend so much time and energy and effort. But it's been great. We did that for, I think, every 15 years I close up something, you know, because the restaurant has been open 15 years too. So that was her choice. And it was great. A lot of memories with that place. So maybe we should put a Memorial Day for Chicago too. I don't know. The memories. But it was great. We had a great run, and we wanted just to relax a little bit more. And, you know, I'm not going to retire though. I mean, I want to go out like George Burns, you know, slip in the shower when I'm 99 and see you later.
Is that what happened?
Is that how George died?
He was booked to play the Palladium for his 100th birthday. And he slipped in the shower and conked his head, and he never got right about that. But God bless him. I didn't know that story.
Let me just say this, Joe. I'm not really gone. I'm just here.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. I'm glad you're here.
Well done.
Frankie, it almost sounded like Clemenza.
No. Yeah, That's a great George Burns.
All right, that's good.
Do you have time? Do you have time to tell us the Godfather 3 story real quick, or are you pressed?
Which one? I got about 2 minutes. What story?
The story you told me about Sofia Coppola and the changing of the ending of Godfather 3.
Oh, well, that was kind of a heavy moment. Yeah, in other words, for people who knew that Francis had lost his son, earlier, due to a tragic accident. And so when we did the movie Godfather 3, in the original script, they actually... Al was actually the one who was shot and killed on the steps of the opera house. And then we get these changes from the script when Sophia joined the cast, because she came in as a last-minute kind of replacement where an older writer had to leave. And they changed it, and all of a sudden they had Sophia be shot on the steps of the... And I thought, oh, my God. Actually, it was heavier. I mean, to actually see your own daughter murdered in front of you would be a much harder thing to take. So I told Francis, I said, wow, that you changing the script that way, that's very, very powerful. I could see where Al's character would be more damaged than if he'd been killed himself. And he said, well, that's not the only reason I changed it. He says, I changed it because if I kill her violently on film, that means it will never happen again like that in life.
Uh-huh.
So it was, and it was such a touching thing to hear him say that, because we knew what he'd been going through, that he'd lost his son violently. And so it was almost like, and being Italian, I get it. You know, you have that little Italian superstition of like,
absolutely,
hey, whatever you can do to kind of help things along. If this works, you know, so be it. You know what I mean?
You know, so, Joe, I just visited Sicily and Italy, and I was there on those steps, and it was a moment for me. What an incredible scene that was.
Yeah, it really was. You can imagine a man, a director, who's already lost his son, and then half the film watching his daughter, but at least he knows this is make-believe. You know, this is I can say cut, and she's going to get up and walk away. And to think that's why he did that, that was pretty heavy. And it's a testament to just how brilliant he is and how sensitive he is as a person. So I was kind of honored to even have him explain that to me. So that's... my tidbit from Godfather 3.
Anyway, I like the movie.
I got to run. They're, we're getting ready to start.
Tony Winter, Joe Montagna. Hey,
thanks, Joe.
30th annual broadcast. Joe Montagna, thanks, my friend. Talk to you soon, Joey. The 30th annual broadcast of PBS National Memorial Day Concert, airing live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol, will be May 26th at 8 p.m. Eastern, probably 5 p.m. Pacific time. And they'll run it all through the weekend as well.
And it's
a
great,
wonderful show.
And if you're it's Sunday, if you're real, you want to feel patriotic,
Nobody does it better than you.
Well, no, I everybody mean, does touching, it better than me. But nobody does it as real as me.
You are real.
And it's going to be a great show. Fun, comedy, 3 o'clock, South Point. Now I got to go because guess what?
Can you wait until we break for commercial?
Well, I got to
pee. Are we done? We got to go for commercial.
We're going to go for commercial break.
Frankie Shinta in studio.
Love you guys.
Sunday,
3
p.m. at the South Point. He loves Jeffrey a lot more. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Stay right where you are. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Also available on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, Alexa. And, of course, you can visit our website for any past shows at VegasNonstop.com. Next Friday and every Friday in the summer, I think every Friday, we're going to be at Sapphire Pool and Day Spa.
You don't know where you are.
I don't know where I'm at. I know I was in Chicago last week, and thank you to everybody that we saw, all the friends that we visited with in Chicago. And we'll be at Sapphire Pool and Day Spa, and they're open all weekend. They've got some great stuff going on at the pool where the drinks are flowing and the boobs are showing.
How clever.
I didn't write that.
How clever.
Vegas is known for its outrageous pool parties and Sapphire Pool and Day Club, one of the best. If you're in Vegas, drive over and visit them. Sapphire Pool and Day Spa, world-famous Sapphire Gentlemen's Club with hundreds of the most beautiful women in the world and a few ugly ones. And again, we mentioned the Indy 500 races on Sunday where they can say, gentlemen, and maybe transgenders, start your engines. You like that line?
Drivers, start your
drivers
engines.
Drivers, start your engines. Is that what you think they're going to say?
I think that's what they'll do.
I don't know what they're going to say. We saw a great comic at Zany's when we were in Chicago named Judy Gold, who's you know, a full-on lesbian. And she used terms
that
I never...
Why is that important?
She,
you know,
her,
she's a full-on lesbian. As opposed to what, a half-on lesbian?
I guess so, yeah.
Half-off lesbian? Full-off lesbian?
I don't know where I'm going with this.
I really don't think you do.
I don't.
Judy Gold, the full-on
I'm trying to pick up where we left off. I think it was the punk rock bowling is where we left off, which is Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
What does that have to do with, anyhow?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Except gentlemen or transgender.
This is Jonathan's random streams of thought that do not get caught in the filter between the brain and the mouth.
I can't even tell my dinosaur joke about the two lesbians. I can't even tell it. I probably could, but I won't.
Lichosaurus? Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Lichosaurus.
Way to go, buddy.
So punk rock bowling, bands like Sloppy Seconds, Rancid, and the Stranglers, and the Coat Hangers, if that's your idea of a good time. That's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday starting at 2:30. More bands are performing at the Bunkhouse, Backstage Bar, and Billiards. Vegas headliner Frankie, who was with us in studio, appears at the South Point on May 26th. Frankie plays guitar, piano, and even the spoons. Our friend, legendary comic George Wallace, appears at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. George, one of the best stand-up comics of all time, and we're going to be having lunch next week, Jeffrey with a G. Bronx Wanders at the Link, Tenors of Rock at Planet Hollywood, Zombie Burlesque at Planet Hollywood. Bring your doggies on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Enjoy free pancakes, a pet parade, and a pickleball pro-am tournament. At Lake Las Vegas, sponsored by Genesis of Henderson. Sign up at lakelasvegas.com. You guys know what pickleball is?
Is that a bowling event?
I don't know, but it's the hottest thing going because Gino's building a pickleball court up at Summit Club right now. Apparently, it's all the rage. I don't even know what it is.
I think it's like racquetball.
Volleyball.
It's like
and
tennis.
Tennis
racquetball with a small racket and a very small court.
That sounds like badminton.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Monday, May 27th, 12 to 6 p.m. And I think transgenders are welcome. For pickleball.
Again, tighten the filter, please, between the brain and the mouth.
Monday, May 27th, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Enjoy free White Castle sliders. You know why they're called sliders?
I'm afraid to ask.
They don't roll?
Slide right in, slide right out. At the El Cortez Hotel Casino, served game side at slots and table games. Free White Castle sliders. That's Monday, 12 noon to 6 p.m. And again, Monday, our friend, actor Joe Mantegna, hosts the star-studded 30th annual broadcast of the Memorial Day Concert, airing live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. on PBS. Check your local listings. Watch Vegas Nonstop on our new Roku channel. I didn't mention that at primetime. And listen to us on iHeart, Radio, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and our website. And that's it for the announcement part of the show. McCone Staffing is hiring. If anybody's looking for work, they're looking for a premier retail convenience store chain looking for a recruiting manager.
What are you doing?
That's the only sheet he has.
People are looking for work.
A library
Jeffrey, that's the only sheet he has that isn't 25 point type.
I don't understand. Now we're doing staffing agency stuff?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're one of your sponsors.
You know how that
got
works?
You.
You know how this works? Right. They pay for an ad.
I got you. And then we read the ad on the air.
You understand what makes this mechanism work, right?
Allow me to read this, okay? We're looking for an energetic go-getter to join a fast-paced environment for a very hands-on
read it like
role.
Radio guy.
This role requires previous management experience leading a recruitment team with similar industry experience like retail, hospitality, fast food, or gaming. You will develop recruitment strategy, manage job posting, recruitment campaign planning, talent planning, and manage the high-volume hiring effort. Join an exciting company where you'll have the opportunity to build and grow your career and to work with some of the most exciting, high-profile, state-of-the-art projects in Nevada, California, Utah, and Arizona.
Yeah.
Talk to McCone Staffing for more information regarding the fast-moving role.
That's McCone Staffing. Call Collect, call Direct, but call today.
Call us at 702-805-1742 at extension 102 and ask for Jennifer.
And it pays $60,000 and $70,000 a year.
That's a whole lot of clams.
That's a lot of tomatoes. That's
you
got
to sell a lot of fish
store.
To make a lot of clams.
That's right. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. Pick a sport and talk about it. Which one do you want to pick? NFL,
I mean, we can
NHL.
Start with the NHL, but that doesn't start. The Stanley Cup Finals don't start until Monday.
Correct.
Baseball's in midseason. I think we should start with basketball.
Yes. Bucks and Raptors.
Yes.
Raptors -2 and over under 212 and a half. Who you like?
I like Milwaukee very much in this game. They jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Obviously, Greek freaking company looking very good. Let me tell you something. Kawhi Leonard might be the best player
he's
in
Michael
the NBA
Jordan.
Right
he's
now.
Michael Jordan. That's who he is right now. He is.
And he's doing it on defense.
Correct.
And he's doing it on defense in a league where we haven't seen defense in a long time.
Milwaukee was, if correct my stats, if I'm incorrect,
go ahead.
33-0 at home when leading going into the fourth quarter, and they lost.
Very possible. Very possible. Now, what's interesting about Kawhi is he's playing through an injury.
What injury?
Well, he's got a leg, a toe, a knee, some sort of a ligament somewhere. I don't know. He's injured. He's not 100%.
Drugs fix everything.
He's playing outstanding.
He's Michael Jordan. Right
he's
now, he is Michael
unbelievable.
Jordan.
And they are shutting down Giannis right now.
That'll change in game six.
I think so, too. And I like the Milwaukee. As a matter of fact, I won't even take them plus the 2.5.
Ooh.
I'm going to take them on the money line because they're going to win the game. So I'll take Milwaukee plus 125, 130. Where's that game on our sheets over here? Because here, 120, I think it's even higher now because Toronto's act. The betting public, the general public, who's generally wrong.
Correct.
Is betting with what they've seen in the last three games. They're going to jump all over Toronto.
And Toronto's
which
at
makes
home.
Sense. Toronto's at home. They've won three straight.
Yep.
Kawhi's on fire. Giannis is going to will his team to a win here. We will see a game seven.
Let me
seven,
ask you a very interesting question.
And I
question.
Think Toronto can win game seven in Milwaukee.
Let me ask you an interesting question.
The big Greek, or what do they call him?
Greek freak.
The Greek freak. Are the officials, otherwise known as referees, going to play a huge part in getting a game seven?
I hate to say it because we see it so often in all sports today, right? It's now become almost a weekly thing where we're having arguments about how could you make that call? How could you do this? How do we not get it right? We have so many guys on the field watching this. We have instant replay. They took 20 minutes to decide. Still got it wrong.
It's still entertainment. And entertainment needs to make money, and the NBA needs to make money, there will be a game seven.
Now, if Milwaukee comes out and punches the Raptors in the face and just runs away with it by 15 or 20, you can't talk about officials.
No.
Okay.
But I don't think that's going to happen.
Maybe not at home. And let me tell you something. I'm from Montreal originally. I know what Toronto's going through right now. This could be their first trip to an NBA championship. All I want to say is, please, Drake, don't do anything stupid. I don't need to see you. I really don't. Sit your ass down and let the refs and do their jobs and the players do their jobs.
I think it's going to go to game seven. I agree with you. I think the 2-point spread isn't going to factor in the final outcome of this game. It may go to overtime, and if it does go to overtime, Milwaukee by 7.
Wow.
Prediction.
On the road?
On the road.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to need Eric Bledsoe to start shooting the ball a lot better if they're because Giannis is going to need a lot of help because Kawhi is just shutting him down. He's playing such good defense.
Well, they're double teaming him in the post. He can't get.
Which means what?
Somebody's open.
Right,
somebody's open.
You got to make those shots.
And that's it. Bledsoe makes the shots.
Michael Jordan was great at what he did, but he knew when he was double-teamed, there was Paxson, there was Kerr, there was Cartwright, there was Pippen.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
The like, no-names that became
he
names.
He knew when he was going to be double-teamed against the Utahs and the Clevelands and those great games against great players.
Who's this big guy for Toronto that all of a sudden started showing up in the playoffs? Yeah, I'd like to buy a vowel. What the hell is that?
Pascal Siakam.
I'll go to Siakam. It
tall,
like...
long guy, can jump out of the building, very athletic.
Where's he been all year? All of a sudden, he's playing lights out in the playoffs.
And that's the beautiful thing about sports. You get these young guys that you haven't seen all season. They shine when the light is on them, and it's great for the sport.
Anyway, we're going to see what's going to happen.
That's basketball.
You want to move on to some hockey, my friend?
I want to take a commercial break. And then we're going to come back and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're going to do the drop the puck after the break.
We're going to go puck deep after this ad.
In studio, artist, illustrator Neil Portnoy, and of course, my co-host for the last 9 years, Jeffrey with the G, line one, go ahead. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on 920 The Game. Stay right where you are.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Also on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Alexa, Google Play, and we've got a Roku channel called Primetime. If you have a Roku device, you
can find... Is that just for us? Primetime is just for Vegas Nonstop?
Primetime has other shows on it, but it's a channel that we're the leading program on that channel.
I would imagine. Well, how could we not be?
I don't know. The Indy 500 race is on Sunday. There's lots of stuff going on around town.
Is the Indy 500 always on Memorial Day?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, because you're Canadian.
No, because I don't follow car racing.
Oh. All right. But you do follow hockey.
Ben oui, monsieur.
So you want to talk about hockey?
We have an epic Stanley Cup.
Starts here.
Finals coming up on Monday night. And I know Neil can speak volumes on this because this is an actual rematch.
Illustrator Neil Portnoy.
Of one of the most famous Stanley Cup moments of all time, if not the most famous.
And one of the iconic photographs, sports photographs of all time. With Bobby Orr scoring the winning goal, flying
and
through
dying,
the air.
And diving through the air.
Right, right.
As his teammates.
Give me a prediction on the series, Jeffrey.
Well, we know that the Bruins are going to have a home ice advantage in this one, and they played so well in their last series. And you and I were talking off air. Tuukka Rask, their goalie, has been absolutely brilliant after he's been criticized all year of not being as consistent as they would have liked.
He's been extremely consistent in the playoffs, making save after save.
I agree. And St. Louis finally sort of got the monkey off their back, if you will. Thank God San Jose didn't win another series talking about officiating and refereeing. After they disposed of us in seven games, I say us meaning the Vegas Knights, you know, they went on to some very suspect wins in the beginning of the series against St. Louis, missed hand passes and the like. But listen, I grew up in Boston, but I'm not a Boston fan. You know that because I'm from Montreal.
Correct.
Habs are always close to my heart. I do think the Bruins are the better team. I somehow feel that this kid Binnington for St. Louis, their rookie goaltender. I don't know why. I have a feeling St. Louis gets a little bit of a revenge 50 years later. A
couple of the Golden Knights traded away a couple players on St. Louis.
Correct.
Who are? Do you know the players? Because I don't.
No, I don't. Is one James Neal?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't know.
I don't either, but it's irrelevant. They're playing such great teams.
Yeah, who was it? David?
David Perron. Yeah, correct. Of course.
So, you know, he plays in two
back-to-back
Stanley Cup finals.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of root for your former Golden Knight, but I'm a Bruins fan.
But listen, this Bruins team is very talented, very experienced. You got a guy like Zdeno Chara who's still on the ice 20 years later.
6'9".
Yeah.
7'3"
on
skates.
I know. He's an animal. He should be in jail. Tuukka's playing. Here's the thing. The goaltending in this series could be epic of all time because we've never seen two goalies that are this hot this late in the season simultaneously playing in the same series. And obviously, Brad Marchand's done such a great job with the Bruins.
The rat. Listen, if he plays.
Who's the original rat?
Montreal player. I
know
that.
Boston player. Kenny Linsman.
Kenny Linsman was the original rat.
Chris Nyland punched him in the face on the bench.
Remember Stan Jonathan?
Of course.
Remember the fight against the Montreal big guy?
And
he clocked.
Against Kordic.
Was it Kordic?
Yeah.
One punch out cold.
Absolutely.
And Stan Jonathan was like 5 foot eight.
I used to watch Lyndon Byers do the same thing,
too. Yeah, sure. Yeah, well,
LB was a beast.
Couldn't skate, but he could fight.
Gordy Kluzak. Neely could still fight.
Who's
was
an
a great
attorney,
fighter.
By the way? Gordy Kluzak is an attorney.
How about Marty McSorley?
Yeah, great player.
Best penalty, longest penalty of all time.
Yeah, I think he's still serving it.
He's still on penalty. So Boston Bruins are favored, minus 150 over St. Louis Blues, plus 135. Yeah, total goals, 5.5.
That's for the game, and it's probably also for the series. I mean, you have to bet the under in this. You really do. And they're telling you it's minus 145, so you have to lay $145 to win 100 on the under, but you have to take the under here. These two goalies right now, the only way you're going to get an over is with an empty netter.
How much time has gone since their last time on the ice?
A week. I know.
You can devise a plan to get through to that goalie.
Yeah, you also have to sort of... re-energize yourself as a team to get fired up, although I don't think they're good. TD Garden's going to be rocking on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So for the series, the Bruins are favored minus 155 over the Blues.
The game one line is about the same line for the series.
At plus
for me, I'm taking St. Louis in seven.
On the Bruins?
I'm taking St. Louis in seven games to win the cup.
On the Bruins ice?
Game 7 would be in TD Garden, yes.
And you think they're going to beat the Bruins in Game 7?
Bruins in 7, is that what you said?
And Brett Hull is going to fly through the air.
I love it.
You said the Bruins in 7?
I said St. Louis in 7.
Or St. Louis. Ooh. So that pays 6-1.
2-1.
We just need another parade.
Scores 2-1 in Game 7.
Would they do the parade in the summer? Right, because all the other teams haven't.
You're already worried about the parade?
Yeah.
Sure. So 6-1.
What's that?
It's 6-1.
No, I wasn't talking about the odds. I was saying this predicted score of Game 7.
Oh.
St. Louis wins 2-1. I guess if I bet that at 6-1 and it comes in, that's not a bad bet.
You're pretty happy.
Yeah, I'll take 6-1 all day long. But you're probably thinking Bruins in 6 or 7, I'm thinking.
I think in 6.
Okay. They're going to do it in St. Louis.
Yes. Yes, they are. Correct. Well done.
Okay.
Here's the key. Who's going to get out 2-0?
Correct.
3-1.
Correct.
Because the other team's going to be playing desperately.
To me, this is a heavyweight fight. I think it goes 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, and then it just comes down.
Then anybody's game.
And then it's Bruins home ice, 2 out of 3. I don't know. I just love the way St. Louis is playing right now. The way they closed out San Jose 5-1 so definitively with Big Joe Thornton on the ice.
Now, were you surprised?
No.
Okay.
Neil, we've got a couple of minutes left here. Let's plug your studio a little bit and any baseball predictions, because I call you for baseball.
Yeah, baseball predictions. I don't think anybody's going to stop the Yankees, and I hate to say that as a Red Sox fan.
Why?
Well, because the Red Sox have no bullpen.
Yankees are in first place.
Red Sox have no bullpen.
We haven't even hit the trade deadline.
Right now, there's no bullpen. And you cannot win. Red Sox, I can't tell you how many games this year that I watch and listen to where they're leading 3-1, 4-2, going into the seventh inning. The bullpen comes in and
they're missing that
lose.
Arm at the end of the game, like a Kimbrel, who's still sitting on the sidelines.
Well, they're for a reason.
Along with Keuchel, by the way, who's still out there.
Yeah. They want too much money.
I agree that they don't have that same rotation, but this lineup just hasn't clicked. I mean, their offense is ridiculous.
Well, when they're clicking... You know, and then they'll play a nobody on the hill.
And get killed
and lose 2-1.
I mean,
you and I
were looking at tonight's matchup. Chris Sale's going into Houston at 1-5 on the year, and they're -45 in Houston.
Yeah, I know.
You want another play, listeners? Take the Astros.
Well, Neil, I'm
going to
invite you back next week, and hopefully Jose Canseco will be joining us. And my Cubbies, I think, are still going to go all the way. A couple of shout-outs.
When aren't they?
In June, we've got some shows booked every Friday and Saturday at the Alexis Park Hotel and Resort. Our friend Jason Allen's going to be a show called With Love, the Music of Luther Vandross, and on Saturdays, jazz vocalist Lisa Gay will be at Alexis Park Resort. Tickets are on sale now. I'll be there every night because I'm producing those shows. So we hope that you support it. I want to thank our friend, actor Joe Mantegna, and encourage everybody to watch the Memorial Day special on PBS. Of course, the great Frankie Shinta appearing Sunday at South Point Hotel Resort. Thank you, illustrator Neil Portnoy. The name of the gallery and your website is...
Portnoy Gallery, www.idrawpeople.com.
And if you're out and about, encourage you to please say hello, buy us a drink, and have a great time. Eat well, party hard. Jeffrey with a G, thank you as
always. Wishing everybody a safe, healthy, happy Memorial Day weekend. Don't drive and drink, please. Don't drink and drive.
And for those of you that have served or are serving now, thank you again for your service. Eat well and party hard, my friends. And Jared, board operator, thank you, my friend. And,
thank you, Jared.
Tune in. Go to the website, vegasnonstop.com. Eat well, party hard. Peace, Jonathan Scott. Be nice to each other.